You know, I've been reflecting on the planting of that device at the offices of the City for Culture in Derry last night. And I suppose superficially one could conclude that it was rather mindless in terms of its execution. But the reality is very, very different. The city had just been awarded the Purple Flag Award. Now, the significance of that award cannot be underestimated. Simply what it says is that Derry is a safe place to visit. There are many cities throughout the island of Ireland and throughout the United Kingdom which would love to have that award. It's one of those little caches that cities would love to have. The placing of that bomb at those offices had a deeper meaning. Those offices essentially are the heartbeat of that city over the next 2 years, running into the Year of Culture. So to attack those offices is almost like putting a dagger into the heart of the city. But there was something else more significant. The timing of that device, the timing of the placing of that device coincided precisely with the appearance of Martin McGuinness taking part in the presidential debate on RTE's prime time. So those who planted that device would have an awareness of that as well. So when you add all of these together, to conclude that this was a mindless act in the city of Derry is far from the truth. I would argue that this particular incident was highly politically motivated, and those who planted that device knew exactly what they were doing.